This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sunil Awasthi. Victorian Premier Jacinta Allan has announced a series of measures to address anti-Semitism, following a number of incidents targeting the Jewish community, including the arson attack against the Adas Israel Synagogue in Melbourne. She says while the right to peaceful protest must be protected, steps will be taken to stop the promotion of violence and hate. Police will be given the powers to counter the influence of extremists in public protests. A public ban will apply to flags and symbols of white nationalist extremists and listed terrorist organisations, such as Hamas and Hezbollah. Ms. Allan says the state government will also legislate to thwart protests and disturbances outside places of worship. The Special Envoy to Combat Islamophobia in Australia, Mr. Aftab Malik, has described the latest Islamophobic graffiti incident in Western Sydney as unacceptable and crossing all lines. New South Wales Police are investigating a potential hate crime after Islamophobic graffiti was painted on a busy underpass in Sydney's west over the weekend. Incidents of abuse and assaults towards Australian Muslims have been recorded on the Islamophobia Register. The initiative has found more incidents of Islamophobia recorded in Australia in the 12 months following the October 7 Hamas attack than in the entire 8 years beforehand. Mr. Malik has told SBS Arabic that incidents like this place a great deal of pressure on social cohesion and it takes strong leadership to stand up against hatred. Defence Minister Richard Marles has left open the possibility that Australian troops could play a role in peacekeeping in Ukraine as part of a post-war security pact. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his 10-point peace plan includes proper and effective security guarantees for Ukraine, including renewed post-war security architecture. Speaking after a meeting with Britain's Defence Minister John Healey in London, Mr. Marles says he hasn't ruled out Australia contributing to a peacekeeping force in Ukraine. Meanwhile, Ukraine's military intelligence agency and the Pentagon say North Korean troops have been killed during combat against Ukrainian forces in Russia's Kursk border region. They are the first reported casualties since North Korean troops joined Russian forces in the almost three-year war. Ukraine's military intelligence agency says around 30 North Korean troops were killed or wounded while fighting the Ukrainian army over the weekend. U.S. National Security spokesman John Kirby says North Korean troops are taking casualties in the fighting, and he has promised there will be a strong response on sanctions against North Korea. And a Chinese businessman has been barred from the UK because of concerns he cultivated links with Prince Andrew in an alleged effort to influence British elites on behalf of the Chinese Communist Party. The man has been identified as Yang Tenbo. He denies being involved in espionage and says he has done nothing wrong or unlawful. The allegations represent the most high-profile example to date of a threat intelligence agency officials have repeatedly warned about, namely China's increasing efforts to secretly influence politicians and other members of the British establishment to support China's expansionist policies. Britain's Foreign Minister David Lammy says the government is monitoring individuals who pose a threat to the country. I'm Sunil Awasthi. This has been SBS News in Easy English.